104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks, the Ed Lover Morning Show. It's a paternity test Tuesday where people email us and call us and they want to take paternity tests and they agree to come on the air and talk about it with us. On the line right now from Chicago is Millicent and Roderick. Good morning, Millicent and Roderick.
What's going on?
Millicent, you're the one that said you wanted this paternity test. Please tell me why.
Because, you know, Rod thinks that this kid is his and it's not. He drove me insane, like all these years, been up and down. I had his back. Everybody trying to say the kid is his. It's not his. I just want him to get out of my life so I can move forward and be great. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Now, Rod, what does she mean by up and downs? So you got some things going on in your life?
I mean, I had a problem with you know, I was popping pills and stuff like that, and I'm not even trying to make no excuses for what it was and everything. I had a problem. She tried to help me work through it, and you know, I wasn't the man I was supposed to be at the time.
But, so you had a substance abuse problem. How long did this substance, Millie? How long did his substance abuse problem go on?
Oh, almost the whole 5 years we were together.
Oh wow!
No, it wasn't the whole. Come on now, it was. It was enough time, but it wasn't the whole 5 years. Come on, we had some good times, you know.
It was five years.
Regardless of that, you know.
It's not your kid. I wish you would just really leave me alone, though, really.
Rod, what makes you think this is your child, Rod? What makes you think you had a substance abuse problem? When was the last time y'all had sex?
We were having sex up until, you know, just basically just recently and stuff like that, you know.
No, maybe, no, not even. You must
Millie,
be still
on.
High.
Oh, no.
So whose baby is it, Millie?
It's not his. I started dating somebody else, and I choose not to really reveal who he is, but
right.
It's definitely not Rod.
Rod, you
Millie, she knows that kid is mine. She knows that kid is mine.
It don't even look like you. What are you talking about?
Rod admits, Jen, that he had a substance abuse problem pretty bad. How bad was it? Millie's on the phone, too, and Millie says that Rod is not the father of her two-year-old. Rod says he is. How bad was your substance abuse?
It was horrible. I can answer for him. He stole money out my purse.
Oh,
take
wow.
my car and be gone for like 5 and 6 hours, come back looking a mess, and then had the nerve to think I was like going to be cool with him. Like, who does that?
Rod, I can't even.
Are you still using? Are you clean?
No, I've been clean for at least about 7 months now, and I'm working through my problems. Look, I can't make any excuses. I know exactly. I put her through a lot, but
yes, you did, definitely.
I can't even say anything about that. You know, I know what I put you through. But that's why I am now.
I wish you would leave me alone at this point, because I'm over here trying to live my best life,
right.
And you still stalking me over this kid that is not yours. So you need to
no,
keep
this
it moving,
child
bro.
Is mine, and you know it. That's my son. Come on now.
He don't even look like you. I haven't even been with you in like 4 years. What are you talking about? Like,
no, it is not.
If you think back on it, is there any possibility in there, Millie, where you guys might have conceived a child?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I've been over him for a real long time, and like I said, I moved on and I'm doing me, and he's just trying to bring me down, so I really wish he would just
so Rod, you saying during y'all split when she was with this other guy she relapsed and came back to you?
Yeah, I mean, she knows we were dealing with
no,
each
I
other
didn't.
On and off still.
No, I didn't.
Come on now.
No, I didn't.
We were still dealing with each other. Hey, that child is
you
mine.
Were high, bro.
That's my son.
Is there any feelings, Millie, you got any feelings for Rod right now?
Listen, I wish Rod well. I just know that this is not his son, and I'm ready for him to stop bothering me about it. Like, I don't care what everybody in the hood think. I know the truth.
Rod, you still got feelings for Millie?
I mean, I'm always going to have a place in my heart for her. She knows that. You know what I mean? And I think I got a place for hers. And she just, you know, maybe she don't want to say that because of what I put her through. But, you know, it's the truth.
Rod and Millie are on the phone. Millie says Rod is tripping. All right. Rod said, I am the father of the two-year-old baby boy. Millie said, I moved on. I had another dude. Rod said, nope. You came back a few times when I was clean, and we had a little sexual relationship, and this is my child. That's what he's saying.
Rod, what's going to happen if you are the father of the baby?
Yeah. Are you clean? Are you working? What you doing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm back. My life is back on track. I'm actually working. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, making $1 million. But I'm working towards being the man I should be, you know?
Okay. So, Millie, if I open this envelope up and it's not Rod's, what happens?
He's going to stop calling me and I'm going to be able to move on.
What if I open the envelope and it is his?
I doubt that.
Are you absolutely 100% sure?
I'm 100% sure that this is not Rod's baby.
Okay, Jen BT, may I have the envelope, please?
Yes, you can. Here
Thank
you go.
Thank you. According to DNA Diagnostics, let us open this envelope up. Here we go. When it comes to the case of Rod, you are 99.99%. Millie, you got some calls to make. That man is the father of your child.
I told him. Oh, wow. That's possible because me and his friend was getting it in before that, so no, I thought it was his.
I don't know how you going to explain to the dude that you with. Oh, he said me and my friend. You're my what friend? Oh, that's
Rod's
another.
Friend.
Oh, no.
That's a scandal. Let me tell you something. Y'all, what are y'all going
to
do?
Well, I guess I have to figure that part out. And, you know, I really did not think it was his kid. Like I said, I was dating his boy for like,
Millie,
8 months.
Well, first of all, we can talk about whoever this friend is that you're talking about, because they ain't no friend of mine. But I'm here to, regardless of that, I'm trying to stand up to be my father. I mean, a father to my child now. I mean, that's,
well, I'm not gonna hate on you taking care of your son, but I gotta make sure you clean. That's A.
Absolutely. Oh, you gotta stay clean, Rod. Rod, stay clean, man. Stay clean for your child's sake. You guys work it out. At least learn to be cordial with each other because you got a little baby boy to raise, all right? Thank both of y'all for being on the morning show this morning. We appreciate it. It's another paternity Ted Stuzy on the Ed Lover Morning Show.